Welcome to a Pacific County Commission Candidates Forum sponsored by the Willa Pacific Chapter of the American Association of University Women. You'll hear from candidates for the two open positions, District 1 and District 2. In the first portion of the program, you'll hear from District 1 candidates Warren Cowell, Scott McDougall, Bill Herman, and Steve Rogers. In the second half, you'll hear from District 2 candidates Brian West, Frank Wolf, Fred Hill, and Richard Mikowski. Now we join the forum as the AAUW's Natalie Hansen makes her opening remarks.
I'm a member of the American Association of University Women. We refer to ourselves with the acronym AAUW. We want to welcome you tonight and also to let you know we are a nonpartisan organization. We thank the candidates for coming. Each and every one accepted and are here. And they're going to provide us with an opportunity to learn about their goals and their views. And I'll let you know, too, that during the primary election, in case there's any confusion, you may vote for one candidate of your choice in your district. Then the top two candidates will appear at the general election on your ballot, and you will vote for one in each district. The reason for this is that the commissioners represent us countywide, as well as representing you in your district. So starting with District 1, we're going to start with Warren Cowell.
My name is Warren Cowell. I am a lifelong resident, raised in Ocean Park and living in Nakata. I am presently owner of Willapa Bay Shellfish in Nakata. I've had that since 2000. Before that, I had Warren's Bait and Tackle. That was quite a while ago. Some of you might remember that in Seaview. And we had Nakata Seafood Store, in my opinion, the best seafood store we've had in this county. The reason I volunteered to run for county commissioner is we didn't have anybody running from the business sector, the private sector. That's what I represent. We do things a little different in the private sector. My pay is based on my decision-making skills. When I make mistakes, they cost me money, point blank. When I decided to run for this, I was concerned because we were seating two new commissioners at the time. This is the most important commissioner election we're going to have in my lifetime. And whether you vote for me or these gentlemen and the gentleman in District 2, this is a very important, very, very important election for this county because it's a three commissioner system. And the two of us that you seat, the two commissioners you seat, will be a quorum. So they'll have power to steer this county in a different direction, in the same direction, way to the left, way to the right. This is really a good deal that we're having here tonight. And I suggest to all of you take this election is very seriously in your choices. And listen to everybody and make a smart choice here. And thanks all of you for coming and giving us this time to talk to you.
Next, we'll hear from Bill Herman.
Hi, my name is Bill Herman, and I was born in Seaview, in the place that is now called the Lion's Paw. As you all would know, it used to be the North Beach Hospital. We lived in Magler, that is now called the Dismal Niche. That's where the ferries used to dock that ran between Washington and Oregon. My dad worked on those ferries. He was the mechanic on the diesel engines on those ferries. From Magler, we moved to to Long Beach, went to school there, and from there to Ocean Park, and of course then graduated high school from Iwako in 1971. After graduating, I went into the business profession of land surveying and civil engineering and worked for Dick Hill, Richard Lang, Gene Neva, all the local surveyors that were on the peninsula. And Then in 1990, I went to work for Pacific County. I worked in the Department of Public Works for 15 years in the engineering department. So I know and understand the road and bridge issues with Pacific County. So from there, I'm very nervous, as you can tell. This is not easy. I'm just going on the reason I'm running for county commissioner is because I think it's time that the citizens of Pacific County hold Pacific County responsible. It's time for some accountability in what goes on in Pacific County. And I'm a big advocate of property rights. I believe that a person should be able to do what they want to do with their property as long as it's reasonable and it doesn't hurt their neighbors or harm their neighbors. I'm also a big advocate of trying to encourage light green industries into Pacific County to create jobs, bring in families, which will help the economy, it's just good for everybody. So thank you for having me here. Vote for the right person. Thank you very much.
Next, we'll hear from Scott McDougall.
My name is Scott McDougall, and I'm proud to be running for Pacific County Commissioner. Before I get started, I need to introduce my wife, Greta. My son, Zach, is not able to be here tonight. I grew up in the Wishkah Valley, just north of Aberdeen, went to Wishkah High School, went on to Western Washington University. When I was 16 years old, I went to work in the grocery industry, and I stayed in the grocery industry, working my way up to acting as a salaried manager for Ennis Foods in Bellingham. So I, too, have a private sector business background. At the age of 28, I realized that I wanted to follow a boyhood dream, and I went into the fire service. I went to work for the City of Raymond Fire Department as a firefighter EMT, and I worked there until July of 2010, when I retired from the Raymond Fire Department as their fire marshal, their building inspector, and their chief training officer. I love this county. This county is where I live. It is my home. And I want to do some things to make this a better place to live. I want to put the county back to work. We're going to put the county back to work by making sure that our needs are taken care of. We're going to make sure that we have adequate public safety. We're going to make sure that we have adequate infrastructure. We're going to make sure we have good access to health care. And by taking care of those basic needs, it's like the old adage from the movie Field of Dreams: if we build it, they will come. I want to make sure that our kids have a place to return to. My son Zach is graduating from high school this year. He is a remarkable young man, and if he chooses to come back home, I want there to be a place for him to go to work when he arrives back here. It is my privilege to serve you folks. I want to thank you for your time and your attendance. Have a great evening. I'm looking forward to some great discussion.
Last but not least, we'll hear from Steve Rogers.
My name is Steve Rogers, and I'm honored to be running for County Commissioner in District 1. I'm the son of a logger. I was in Nacelle the other day, and I talked to a gentleman when I was doorbelling, and he said, "Who isn't?" So I'm not sure that's a great tagline anymore. My family's been in these parts since 1924, and I was coming here today and thinking about, you know, you rehearse this, and what are you going to say? And I was thinking, I've been around here so long that I actually have slept in the 42nd Street Cafe when it was Rain's Motel. This is indeed home. I've discovered, as I work through this and as I discover the various challenges that face commissioners, as I learn more about the job and what's involved with the county, and in some strange way, I feel that I've been preparing for this job for most of my life, probably since high school, when I leadership roles as a class officer or honor society president or whatever I did. And it just seems everywhere I've gone, I've been able to be called upon to provide leadership. And I bring a lot of leadership experience to the position. I'm a grocery clerk, journeyman grocery clerk, and I have some experience in the private sector, but most of my life has been spent working in schools and working for schools and working with kids. As a school district administrator and a school board chair, I've been working with budgets for about 25 years, and I've been generally the ultimate person in charge of that budget and have to endure state audits and be assured that we do things the right way. I've been involved with personnel issues. I've managed a high school with 1,500 kids and 152 adults. So I believe I bring the proper amount of experience and the local history and the local perspective to do the job and do it well. I plan to represent all of the citizens of Pacific County, and I really am honored to have the opportunity to run. Thank you.
We certainly have a lot of questions from the floor. And the first one I'm going to ask, what do you see as the role of the county commissioner?
And we'll start with Warren.
This is Warren Cowell for the radio. Role of county commissioner. The county commissioners represent the people of Pacific County. Pacific County government, county government, in my opinion, priorities are law and order, infrastructure first. It's amazing to me how little direct power the county commissioners have. They're more representatives, and they go out and represent the people of Pacific County in different issues. They have a lot of sway on issues. Issues particular to me right now, I'll bring up our razor clamming. I don't believe we're getting a fair share from WDFW on razor clams. The Corps of Engineers trying to dump the dredge spoils from the Columbia River out onto the crab grounds. It's another issue that we have to attack. But on a day-to-day basis, of course, they have to balance the budget. There's the ordinances. They directly supervise Public Works, Department of Public Works. They directly supervise the DCD, Department of Community Development. There are some things I would like to change in both those departments. But the main role as the commissioners is administration of the county's resources, government resources, implementing of the budget. Beyond that, we are representatives of the people at the state and federal level.
Bill Herman, do you see that role? Is there anything to add to what the role of the commissioner is that might have been missed?
Bill Herman, I believe the role of the county commissioners is to work for the citizens of Pacific County and listen to them and put them first and do what they, how create the county how they want it to be, to make life better for everybody that lives here and to keep it going so we don't turn into a ghost town otherwise, because if we don't change things, that's what's going to happen. And so they make policies and create ordinances, or they approve ordinances, adopt them, and we just all need to work together, and the commissioners need to see that that happens. Thank you.
Thank you. Scott, did you see any role playing differently?
Scott McDougall. I see the role of county commissioner as being an advocate and a fiduciary steward of your tax money. I have been an elected commissioner for the Willapa Harbor Hospital District for the last 10 years. And it's not my job to take part in the everyday operations of the hospital. It is my job to be an advocate for the members of the, or for the taxpayers of the hospital district, to make sure that the hospital is operating in the best interest to the taxpayers of the hospital district, and that would be my role as a county commissioner, to make sure that the county is operating in its most efficient manner. In my role as a hospital district commissioner, last year we renegotiated a controversial bond issue that was passed in 2001 after a remodel project done on Willapa Harbor Hospital. We renegotiated the bond issue. We retired the original bonds and saved the taxpayers of the community about $300,000. That's the type of thing that it is my responsibility as a county commissioner to go on and do for you people, to make this county a better place to live and to ensure that the money that we spend as taxpayers is being spent appropriately in projects that will make our county a stronger place to be.
Steve Rogers, I think what the question is asking is the specific job description of the commissioner. Is there such a thing?
Well, it's not exactly a job description, but there are specific duties that the county commissioners are responsible for. And I think they've been outlined quite well by my fellow candidates. Zoning and planning is a very important element of that. I think one of the most important roles of a county commissioner is to be an ambassador of the county, beyond the borders of the county, because a lot of what we do is affected by other agencies. And we have to have positive relationships with the other agencies. We have to know people in Olympia, in addition to our elected representatives. We have to have the skills to do subtle and sometimes not so subtle lobbying on behalf of our citizens and on behalf of our departments, on behalf of the challenges we face, particularly because we're a coastal county.
Let's start this one with Warren, and we'll go on down the line in reverse. What is your position about the zoning of the Sea Farm business in Oysterville? Is it resolved?
It is not resolved, and it's not a zoning problem. It's a problem with the shoreline management plan, and that is put together. It's far more complicated than zoning. It's out of the hands of the commissioners. It's going to be reopened in a couple of years. Problem is with Dan's business is that it is over the water, therefore falls into the jurisdiction of shoreline management plan. That plan, which was put together with Pacific County and the state, requires that since it's over the water, it has to be a waterborne, water-dependent business. His shellfish business qualifies for that, but a restaurant doesn't. I like Dan and would like to help him. I don't see how we could do that. He's in violation of the shoreline management plan.
Scott, you see it differently?
Scott McDougal, I have nothing to add to that.
Bill?
Bill Herman, I don't really have a lot to add to that either, other than just the fact that, you know, you have to follow the rules and regulations, and if you don't, you're in violation, you need to be shut down. That's the way it works. It works that way and should be equal for anybody that does anything in Pacific County.
Steve?
Steve Rogers, I'd like to thank Warren for the excellent answer.
Thank you, Warren.
Earlier today, I heard one of the goals was to get more people to move here to help with our economy. Do we have enough support services to take care of a much greater population? Let's start with Steve.
Well, this sort of goes to the development issue. And I believe that whatever we do in this area, we have to have an infrastructure in place to support it. And I think that's critical. We're going to see growth. It's inevitable. It may not be in our lifetime, but things are going to happen. For one thing, water's become the new oil, and we have good water. We have clean water. We have a beautiful estuary that's a working estuary. We have a lot of stuff here that other people don't have, and they're envious. We just do not have a robust economy. But I think we need to manage growth carefully and very carefully.
You want to take it, Bill?
Bill Herman, yeah, I agree with that, and I would like to add that we do have a lot of vacant parcels of land in Pacific County that had been developed that are no longer have any vacancies, and so I believe that those could be filled. And I think that our water sewer systems could handle those, even though Pacific County doesn't have a sewer system. We do need one, but that's part of development, and we do need development to stay growing. Thank you.
As I've been traveling around the county, one of the recurring themes that I'm hearing from people is
Scott McDougall, we need your name.
Scott McDougall. As I've been traveling around the county, I've been hearing a recurring theme from people. And that recurring theme is that their property taxes are too high. The unique thing about growth, the unique thing about development, is that as our county grows and develops, our property taxes will level out because there will be more people to pay those taxes. And as those people come to town, and as our tax base builds, so will the appropriate level of support for those services, those people will come with it. As long as we can create an atmosphere where we have good infrastructure, good public safety, and where the regulatory burden is not so steep that people who own land are prohibited from doing the things that they want to do with their land, as long as we meet those requirements, people will come to the county. And as they come, they will add value to the county. And as they add value to the county, our support services will be able to grow to encompass those people.
Thank you.
I think we have a good infrastructure.
Warren, we need your name.
Warren Callum, sorry. I believe we have a good infrastructure in place because a lot of people have been moving away, and we still have a lot of the infrastructure left. One place we're lacking is in law enforcement, the Sheriff's Department, which represents the unincorporated areas. We need to figure out a way to help them so we have more road officers out here. We need more for the people we have now. That's where we're short. Other than that, the schools, the attendance, the enrollment, rather, has gone down. And I believe that overall, the infrastructure, we have infrastructure to start growing. And if it gets where we get so many people, we will deal with that when that problem comes because we'll have the money. But we do need to deal with the Sheriff's Department now.
Well, this kind of goes right into this. We are overregulated here in Pacific County. What will you do to alleviate this problem? Want to take that one, Warren?
Warren Cowell, overregulated. I don't know that we're overregulated so much as we have redundant regulation. A lot of the regulations are too complex. They can certainly be simplified. They're not user-friendly to the civilians, in my opinion. I have a lot of background in land use, as does Bill Herman next to me. And I've been going through the process of building a home, and it's not an easy process to get through. I don't really believe that we're so much overregulated as we have overlapping regulations. We need to streamline and cut through some of the red tape and simplify this stuff and make the process easier for people to get through. You have to have regulation, and especially to protect the environment. This is a beautiful place here. Everybody's here. Everybody's here that lives here. We love it here. We have to keep it nice. We can't let people have their own way. We have to have regulations. That's just the way it is.
Scott McDougall. I heard a story today about a gentleman who wanted to build a lean-to next to his garage. He checked with the county building department, went and purchased a building permit to build a lean-to next to his garage, and during the process, enhanced the lean-to, made it a little bit nicer. He also had a camper that he wanted to sell, and he brought the camper to his home, and he put it in the lean-to. And the county came and looked at his camper and said, well, you didn't get the right type of building permit. Now you're going to have to purchase another one. Warren's right, we do have to have regulation. But at the same time that we have regulation, it is imperative that the regulation be responsible, that it make good sense, and that it not be there just for the sake of regulation. If you own a piece of property, you ought to be able to do with that piece of property whatever you see fit, as long as it does not have an adverse impact on the environment or on the well-being of your neighbors.
Bill Herman. I believe I kind of stated in my opening part about property rights and over-regulated. No, I don't think we're over-regulated. I think they just need to be reviewed. And it's not a one-size-fits-all county, because there's areas that we have a lot of wetlands and there's areas that we don't have anything that are fine to develop. And people just need to follow the regulations, and we need to be flexible with those regulations to help them build their homes and raise their families. Thank you.
Steve Rogers. I don't believe we're over-regulated either, but I think we have some communication issues. People talk to me about this issue, and it's probably what I hear most about land use and zoning, et cetera, and permits. I believe the people in the building department are working real hard. I believe that just sometimes folks just, they're not communicating. And sometimes if folks just have the opportunity to spend a little more time talking about what the challenge is, it can be worked out. So I think we just need to streamline our system even more. And I know that we have a good checklist. I built a home a few years ago, and I found it to be almost hassle-free. But it's a real issue with folks. It's a stressful thing in our county. I hear it a lot.
Warren, what would you say, and this will be the last question for this panel, doesn't mean I won't get to the other questions when we get the other panel up. What would you say are the three highest priorities for the area in which you live in the county overall? So just give me three highest priorities, please.
Warren Cowell. We need to help out the Sheriff's Department, number one. Number two, we need to give some better guidance to DCD, which we were just discussing. Number three, we have a breakdown between our county road crew and the administration and public works. That needs to be dealt with. That's been going on for a long time. There is a complete lack of respect between the administration and the road crew. So that would be my third most important thing.
Scott McDougall. The county has no higher responsibility than protecting its citizens. No higher priority than public safety. The second biggest priority is to put our people back to work. The third biggest priority goes hand in hand with priority number two, and that is to create opportunity for business and create opportunity for bringing families to our county to live and develop houses and develop our county.
Bill Herman, mine is just safety, health, and welfare. We do need to protect the citizens of Pacific County. We need to make our roads safe to travel, and we need to keep our citizens safe. Thank you.
Steve Rogers, I too believe public safety needs to be our first priority. I'm in favor of clarifying and streamlining the permitting process, and I think it's critical that we continue to protect our bay and protect the shellfish industry and the very important businesses that provide so many jobs in our county.
You're listening to the AAUW Candidates Forum with candidates for the Pacific County Commission Districts 1 and 2 here on 91.9 KMUN Astoria Coast Community Radio. Up next, District 2 candidates Brian West, Frank Wolf, Fred Hill, and Richard Makowski.
Sitting before you, we now have panel for the District 2. They will now have, just as did our first panel, their 3 minutes. So we'll start with Fred Hill.
My name is Fred Hill. I have lived in Pacific County 58 years. I'm a self-employed business person for approximately 25 years as a general contractor. Did septic tanks, building, sold mobile homes. I had an auto repair shop. I was ran for hospital commissioner back in the 80s, did a four-year term, was involved with budgets with them. I've been was a volunteer fire department member in Pacific County Fire District 1 for 22 and a half years, captain. I spent the last 15 years as a fire commissioner, been involved with the budget process through all of that time. I have, in my business, had up to 15 employees working for me. I want to see Pacific County grow. I would like to see people come back here to want to work here. And we still need to let people build on their property. I am inclined to agree with everybody else. Public safety is important. And I know that from being involved in our fire department, because we need the sheriff there to help us when we need help in the fire department. Thank you very much.
Next, we have Rich Makowski.
Good evening. My name is Rich Makowski. I would like to thank the AAUW for providing this opportunity for all of us to come together, candidates, to present their positions. I would like to tell you a little bit about my experience. And in doing so, I would like to talk about the responsibilities and the job description of county commissioners. In order to do that, I would like to focus on four commissioner responsibilities that are outlined in the new commissioner's manual. They are these: leadership, policy making, administration, and providing local and regional services. First one is leadership. My leadership style is to seek information and to create a collaboration so that when decisions are made, they are made with the greatest good for the greatest number for the long run. The greatest good for the greatest number for the long run. The second piece is policy making. As a policymaker in Washington State, I have co-authored legislation for early childhood education and neuromuscular clinics serving children from birth to age 3. This legislation has stood strong for over 30 years, and I'm very proud of that. I also have administered policy through my work experience for over 25 years. Administration. As an administrator, I develop budgets and manage them for over 20 years. I have been an administrator for 25 years. I want to also talk about providing local and regional services, and that includes, as one of many primary functions, I have performed many primary functions in that, and I am extremely familiar with service delivery and how to get that the most out of the services that need to be done. I am running for county commissioner because I believe I can fulfill those responsibilities. Tonight, I want to ask you for your vote. In return, I promise to work diligently for the county and the residents, and in return, I hope that I can gain your trust and respect. Thank you.
Hi, my name's Brian West. Thank you again for hosting this. This has been an experience to go through, to really listen to literally hundreds of people as I knock on doors, and to really get a stronger appreciation. Part of the reason I ended up here, because I wasn't born here. I actually was born in Oregon City, grew up there, ended up working internationally for Stream International, flying between the Europe and U.S., opening and closing call centers. Worked for several other Fortune 500s and some medium-sized businesses local, such as Oregon Iron Works, United Streetcar, a couple others. About 14 years ago, I met my wife, Robin, here. And she introduced me to this wonderful community I'd never knew about. And I think many of us that have moved here, well, we have that feeling too. It's just a very special place. And, you know, we at that point decided to find out a little bit more. At least in my case, I did. And in her case, she didn't really need to find out too much more. Going back for her, her father was born in the White House, right in the entrance, alone for a cemetery. Her one of her other relatives owns what is now called Green Angel Gardens. She remembers playing in the background. And she has relatives that go clear back to the formation of Tinkerville. I didn't know all this stuff. I learned it. And I've learned and grown and enjoyed every minute being here. I enjoyed it so much that we decided first to get a vacation home here, then later to move here. And the reason that what drove us here was the sense of community, the involvement of the people here, and really this beautiful environment that we live in. And that's what you'll see with what I've been doing, what my family's been doing, is we're focused on those great things that are here, which is community. The community involvement, and anybody that's talked to me, heard anything, or been involved in really quite a few different groups in the area knows that community involvement is a huge part. The other part is jobs and opportunities. It's a group that we started, and we have 140 volunteers dedicated to improving jobs and opportunities, and it's nuts and bolts, opening up your garage and making things happen. And that's what I'm looking to do, and that's why I'm here. Thank you.
Good evening, I'm Frank Wolf, and good to see all these people here. It's quite a packed house. I have some experience. I've been on the Pacific County Board of Adjustment and the Pacific County Fair Board, and I'm the chairman of the Joint Pacific County Housing Authority. Those all give me an opportunity to talk to people and see the concerns and the problems here in Pacific County, some that I wasn't aware of before I went to become volunteer work on those boards. It's also given me an opportunity to work with county budgets and county personnel. Very valuable. I've spent 14 years with Fire District 1, that's the fire district here on the peninsula, as a volunteer fireman, EMT, training officer. I achieved the rank of captain, and I was in charge of the Oysterville Fire Station. I spent over 30 years volunteering for Pacific County Emergency Management Agency. I see Stephanie back here. done a number of things with PCEMA, mostly emergency communication, but also a host of other projects that have come along. Most recently, the Let's Talk Tsunami public education program, for which I'm a presenter. In 2009, I received the Governor's Volunteer Service Award for 25 years of emergency communications work as a volunteer here in Western Washington. We talked about how many people you'd supervised. Well, volunteers are arguably harder to supervise than employees because you can't take their paycheck away. And right now I'm the section emergency coordinator for the ARRL, Amateur Radio Emergency Service. I've got about 2,000 people working for me in Western Washington. My career was as an officer in the U.S. Merchant Marine. I went all over the world and had some wonderful experiences with that. And it taught me some invaluable lessons. The most important one was, this place is special, it's unique, and there's nowhere else I would like to live. I'm retired now, and so I'll be a full-time county commissioner. I think it is definitely a full-time job, maybe a little more than full-time, has some pretty raucous hours attached with it. And I mean, look at Bud, he's 35. Anyway, I have a science education, I have a leadership background, and I have been married 32 years to Kathleen next week.
Okay. Thank you.
Okay, thank you.
Let's start this one with Fred. And the question actually covers a lot of people wrote in and wanted to know how you were going to practice serving the entire county and be specific to your district or not. This one says, which is pretty much covers it all, how would you maintain a concerted effort to practice parity across the county? And we'll start that one with Fred.
Could you repeat the question, please?
Yes. How would you maintain a concerted effort to practice parity across the county?
My name is Fred Hill, and I think everybody in this county should be created equal. I would work for the people from the North County, Nacelle, Labam, wherever we're at, and represent all the people in Pacific County.
Rich Makowski, I believe that we need to start taking a look at our county as one county. And that's very difficult because of our geographical formation. We have a broad spread area. The thing that I would like to see us do is there are specific needs in each one of the areas, whether it's Raymond, South Bend, Ilwaco, Nacelle, or the peninsula. And each commissioner needs to look to those special interests for his area or her area. On the other hand, commissioners have to be able to look at those other areas and ensure that all citizens are receiving services. And sometimes you may have to sacrifice and say, hey, we can't do this on the peninsula where I live, but boy, this is a real need in South Bend or Nacelle. And we have to make sure that that's done.
Brian West. The best way to look as to whether I would represent all of the county is to look at what I've been doing for the last few years. We formed Pacific County Jobs and Opportunities, volunteer in Pacific County. We definitely need a representative for all of the county, and I would continue what I have been doing as representing all of the county.
Frank Wolf, the title of the job I'm trying to get you to vote me into is Pacific County Commissioner, not Peninsula Commissioner.
The next question is, what is the amount currently of our county budget, and what will your salary be? And we'll start that one with Frank.
The budget, it's a nice simple word. There are actually about 31 budgets. The total is about $30.6 million. But most of that is fixed. There's very little that the county commissioners can do with it. An example would be about 50% of that goes to schools. Another 25% goes to the junior taxing districts. And the commissioners just don't get their fingers involved in that. The piece of the pie that the commissioners deal with is what's called the current expense fund. It's $8.15 million this year. 4 years ago, it was over $9 million. You can't take $1 million out of the operating budget of a business the size of Pacific County without cutting a lot. We've cut 5 deputies and 10 people off the road crew, as well as tightening our budgets everywhere else. So the present budget for the current expense fund is about $8.15 million, and that includes most of the salaries for people who are working for the county. So the only way to trim it is get rid of somebody.
Brian West. The numbers that Frank has just mentioned is spot on. We do have a challenge. We have to deal with that challenge. As far as the income goes for those people that are serving us, they deserve that pay. They work hard for that pay. They need to be remunerated for those efforts. Are those efforts in line with what the average income in Pacific County is? They are not. The average income of Pacific County is $21,000. When you look at the pay for county people, it does make people feel nervous, because when you take out the government officials, you're looking at $12,000 to $16,000. It's not a lot of money. People are hurting. We need, as public servants, as community, we need to come together and solve the problem, which is the problem is we need an economy. We need people to be back to work and actually earning income. That's the challenge. And my groups have been focused on it, and I plan to continue to work towards that. And there are solutions.
Rich Makowski, I think the question was, you know, how much are the elected officials paid? $56,800. Do I want to see that increased? Absolutely not. There are disparages here, and we need to take a look at those. The problem with the budget is probably one of the single greatest issues that the commissioners will have to face in 2013, and I firmly believe that that's going to flop over into 2014. So the end of the problem is not within a light at the end of the tunnel. So we do have to become creative, as creative as we can be, bring in additional dollars, increase jobs so that we can increase our revenues. And we do need to look at that current expense budget and see if there's ways that we can use it better. That may not be possible. I need to be very honest with you. But it's an area that we should look at. Thank you.
I think our biggest challenge is the budget. We need to work hard on it. And there may be some more cuts we have to make. It's not going to be easy decisions. I didn't even know what this salary was when I decided to run for county commissioner. I was shocked. I did not realize it was that much. But if you run that as a full-time job, and I know that the commissioners spend a lot more time in Olympia at city council meetings, nighttime meetings, it's more than a full-time job. And I think we need to treat it as that. But the first thing is the budget, and we need to work hard on that. Thank you.
The next question. What will you do to increase opportunity for new small businesses? And what will you do to increase competition and prevent virtual monopolies? And we'll start this one with Fred.
I would like to encourage small business. Part of that would be through the building department, so that if somebody wanted to put a small business in down here, they would be able to go to the building department, find out where they could put it, building department work with them to help them get through their permit process so they could do the small business and move forward. In the first place would be starting with our building department, Department of Community Development, so they could, you know, build their business.
Mikowski, I'm sorry, but Natalie, would you repeat that question, please?
What will you do to increase opportunity for new small businesses? And what will you do to increase competition and prevent virtual monopolies?
Virtual monopoly and competition is something we don't have. It'd be really swell if we did. But I think we have to create a coalition, a collaboration, the Economic Development Council, the college here that's very important for job skill training, WorkSource, which is funded by the state, and they do have money to do that now. If we can bring the players together and get them all working on and playing on the same sheet of music, we can encourage small business. I firmly believe that we have to have some way that we can help someone. You know, people have ideas, and that's great, but they bring that idea in, and then they don't know how to move it from their mind to practicality. It'd be really great if we would be able to bring someone in who could give advice and assistance in providing that information, and what do I have to apply for? What do I have to send into the state for a license? How do I have to do this? That would be a huge help to small businesses, I believe.
Brian West. Absolutely. The best way to solve all these other challenges in our lives is to start with growing this local economy. Part of that process, and you know, you mentioned, you heard mention of WorkSource and EDC. Those are two great organizations. WorkSource takes people that, well, they've had a challenge in their life and they're trying to get back to work. EDC takes and tries to preserve industries and help those industries stay stable. In between, though, is the vast majority of us. We need, as government, to make that process and that risk taker, that person that decides to hire somebody, or honestly before that, decides to even try to start a business, to encourage them, to help them, to work with them, to motivate them. And that partnership and that working together is what's going to make it happen. I mean, you can look in our great state, there's several businesses that have started off very small. I mean, there's a local business, Harmony Soapworks. Started off as just a tiny, tiny thing in the room, in their garage. We need to make sure that the garage permits, process, doesn't slow them down. So, thank you.
Frank Wolf. It's not entirely clear to me how government can, quote, create jobs, unquote. I hear a lot of people talking about it, but my experience, and I owned and operated a small business of my own here in Pacific County years ago, my experience is that when people start a small business, they usually have pretty much everything they need to get rolling, and enthusiasm is a big part of it. The part that government plays is to try and stay out of the way. Yes, we have regulations, and occasionally someone who's starting a small entrepreneurial business runs into these regulations. If there's a reason for them, then that needs to be explained. If there isn't a reason for them, then maybe we need a way around. Some of the most onerous, or at least what are characterized as some of the most onerous regulations, are our land use regulations, our planning regulations. And being on the Board of Adjustment, I've seen a number of people come in with what could be considered inappropriate or fringe uses, and with a little discussion with CDC, it was worked out. So I think the best thing government can do when it comes to jobs is try and stay out of the way.
The sheriff's office has lost 5 deputy positions since 2009. How would you intend on making sure adequate staffing levels are restored? We had a lot of questions on sheriffs, so I'm not going to read them all. This one covers pretty much. And we'll start this one with Frank.
Frank Wolf. The sheriff's department is funded by the budget. It's the single, you lump the sheriff's department together with the rest of the criminal justice system, and it's the largest single block in our budget. Well, whenever you have the largest single block in a budget, that's the part of the budget that gives the most when you have to cut, because you can't cut anywhere else and have an effect. On the other hand, we do need to support the sheriff. We do need to have adequate law enforcement. We have a lot of long list of other things that we need too, and that's part of being a commissioner. It's probably the largest part of being the commissioner, is preparing a budget that adequately funds as many things as we can, with the sheriff being number one, but the sheriff is not alone. There are other things we have to do too. And I think our sheriff understands that. He seems to have done quite well with what he's been given to work with. I'm sure he could do better with more.
Brian West. The current funding is the only place that we have any ability to make changes. We do need to make those strategic changes, and at the same time, we need to grow the revenue stream that the government works off of, and that doing that by creating more jobs, more opportunities out here. And that's the only way in long term you're going to solve that problem. A short term fix of a small budget change isn't going to address the issue.
Rich Mikowski, my understanding of the sheriff's budget is that most of that comes from the state, and so we're looking at a problem that we have to address, but the funds come from somewhere else. We need to work very closely with the state of Washington to see if we can get additional funds. A lot of those dollars come from the federal government also. I firmly believe we have to look for new sources of revenue in order to bolster our police force. There's no question. We have to put more police on the streets in order to provide public safety. As we look at that budget, though, are those dollars being used to their maximum amount for the sheriff, for the jail, for the courts? And that's a difficult process because it is a huge budget. It is about 60% of the total expense of the county. But we still have to take a look at that, and we still have to be very, put it under a microscope, if you will, and really study it in order to, we can say, are there ways to change that or not?
Fred Hill, I remember back in the late 80s when the budget was hard on the sheriff. He implemented a reserve program. I think we had 15, 20 people went through the reserve program. I was one of them. I volunteered. We had a nice reserve program. We enhanced the sheriff's department. Scott is working very hard on that now. And maybe with some help and support from the commissioners, they could get some more reserves to help. You cannot replace a deputy with a reserve, but they could be a help that would be out there. And we need to work at whatever we can to try to get funding to help the sheriff. Thank you.
This will be our last question. So we'll just go around the way we do with Frank starting it. What are your top 3 priorities in funding existing county departments?
I believe I already stated it's public safety, public health, and the budget. I think we need to point out that because the criminal justice system is the largest piece of the pie, it tends to get looked at first for meaningful cuts. However, you can't just cut, because regardless of how many road deputies you let go, you really have to still staff the jail at about the same level and probably buy food for the prisoners and that sort of thing. So there's a certain amount of fixed cost that goes along with just having a sheriff's department. Even if we eliminated all the road deputies, it wouldn't be much of a department, but it still wouldn't, you know, get rid of all of that 60%. So I think we definitely need to maybe look at creative funding sources. The one-tenth of 1% sales tax could relieve some of the burden on the sheriff's office as well as the hospitals, because right now those mental health services aren't being provided by any other agency, so they end up with the hospital and the sheriff's department. Maybe we couldn't get the sheriff another deputy, but we could maybe take enough load off his department that he would free up the little bit of manpower.
Brian West. The challenge, and I think succinctly put, is yes, we do need to fund public safety. Across the board cut would not be the solution. You do have to be targeted. You do have to focus on those things that are necessary and that are really truly needed by this community. Cutting public safety is only going to cause other costs to rise.
Rich Bukowski, I agree. You know, public safety and the health department are two critical areas. If there was a third way, if we had the money to look at a third option, I would take a look at all the departments and see which were the ones that are the most needy and benefited the most people in the community.
Fred Hill, public health, public safety, and the budget. Those are all challengers as the next commissioner we're going to have to face. Thank you.
I want to say that as an audience, you've been terrific. It's obvious that you have concerns and you want to be informed when you go to make your vote. And so there were so many questions, we couldn't get to them all. And I want to add my thanks before I do anything more to this panel and to the panel before them.
You've been listening to a Pacific County Commission Candidates Forum sponsored by the Willa Pacific Chapter of the American Association of University Women. If you came in late to the forum, you can download podcasts from our website, coastradio.org. Click the on-demand button on our homepage. The forum was held on Thursday, July 12th at the Peninsula Senior Center in Ocean Park, Washington. Natalie Hansen was the moderator. Marty Lemke was the timekeeper. Sound by Guy Glenn. This has been a production of Coast Community Radio.